My dear friends in Christ, I'm sure that all of us at some point have seen something that made us shake our heads. In fact, maybe this is a daily occurrence. But I recall not too terribly long ago, 2020, we were going through what they called the coronavirus or COVID pandemic. And there was something that I think made all of us sort of shake our heads. And this is no judgment on the matter. I'm not going to discuss even for a moment the utility of wearing masks. But one thing that I think we all remarked upon was how some people you might see in their vehicles completely by themselves, the windows rolled up, the air conditioning on, and wearing one or more masks, even maybe with a face shield, and we would sort of shake our head. Now, this is no judgment. Maybe they had other issues. I'm not going to look into it. But it remains sometimes we as human beings can, as the saying goes, not see the forest because of all the trees. Kind of lose sight of the purpose of a thing. We get bogged down by the particulars and the details, or we get too attached to personal opinion that we lose sight of the real reason for something. Now, our Lord in the gospel for today, he talks about the Sabbath. There was a man afflicted with dropsy. He asked the lawyers and the Pharisees. Now, the Pharisees, the faithful Jews, and particularly the Pharisees, were terribly guilty of this, forgetting the purpose of laws. And our Lord called them out many times for this. They would pay tithes on mint and anise and forget the weightier things of the law. And so he asked them, is it lawful to cure on the Sabbath? They were silent, and so he answered the question for them, took the man, he cured him and sent him on his way. Elsewhere in the Gospels, in the Gospel according to St. Mark chapter 2, verse 27, our Lord says, Sabbath was made for man, not man for the Sabbath. And so our Lord is here telling us very clearly, we have to keep things in their proper context. We have to have a priority. Something very interesting. Not too long ago, the beginning of this month, we celebrated the feast of Pope St. Pius X. And one of the great accomplishments of this saintly pope was to oversee the codification of canon law. Up until that point, all of the laws of the church had been not necessarily ambiguous, but they might have been regional, they might have been kind of dispersed. There was no one set of church laws. And so the saintly pontiff set about this organization of all church law. It was promulgated shortly after his death by Pope Benedict XV. But what is interesting, in the beginning of canon law, there is a preamble. And in this preamble, it says something very striking. In Latin, the phrase is Salus animarum suprema lex. That is, the salvation of souls is the highest law, the greatest law. And then it goes on to explain that these laws, of course, are good. But if at any point it comes into conflict with good and right reason and the reasonable effort of a person to get to heaven, that these laws need to be abrogated or not practiced, because the highest law is the salvation of souls, and nothing can come in the way of that law. And so we see the need sometimes to take a step back and see the big picture. Sometimes we see abuses amongst Catholics. There's that term, armchair theologians. How many times people will look perhaps too in-depth into something, the particulars of the law, and become either tunnel-visioned or confused because it is not their station in life to attend to such matters. Now, we have to learn about our faith. This is true. We have to keep abreast of the modern difficulties. We have to know about the difficulties that we face. But one way we might think of it, it's as if we were asked to operate a vehicle, to drive a car. We have to get somewhere. Well, and where are we getting? We're getting to heaven. But we're asked to operate this vehicle, and the only things that we learn about are the headlights and the windshield wipers. Well, those are necessary. Sometimes we're going to need those. We have to be able to see. But we're not going to get anywhere. We have to see to the main points. We have to know how to operate the vehicle if we're going to move even an inch. This, in a sense, is like our spiritual life. Yes, the fine points of theology are good and necessary and important. We need to see where we're going. But in comparison, it's almost as if they don't matter, because we have to see to the main points. That is living our Catholic faith, praying our morning prayers, dedicating each day to Almighty God, getting on our knees as quickly as we can in the morning, praying our rosary with attention and devotion, going to Mass when we can, making examinations of conscience, wearing the scapular of our Blessed Mother, praying our night prayers. These are the necessary points. And if anything else is distracting us from these points, we're not going to get anywhere. We're going to miss the forest because of all the trees. We're going to be confused at our judgment, because we will have thought, well, I learned a whole lot about the faith and theology. I tried really hard. But did you sanctify yourself? Did you earnestly strive to do better, to practice charity, to overcome vice? These are the points that matter. And so we see that lesson in the gospel for today. Our Lord tells us that, yes, the Sabbath is good, laws are good, but they are there for a purpose, which is sanctification. We cannot confuse the order of things. Another example of this confusion that I thought of, there is a strange heresy still being problematic, and it's one that's entirely separate from the synthesis of heresies, modernism, that we see so widespread. It's its own little heresy, and one that doesn't make much sense. It has received the name Feeneyism after a Father Leonard Feeney, who believed and emphatically taught that there is no such thing as baptism of blood or desire, that a person had to be baptized with water if they were going to enter heaven. And short of this, too bad, people go to hell. Well, this is a church teaching taught very clearly through all of the centuries by many saints, popes, councils, theologians. But they'll say, well, Christ said, unless a man be baptized and believe. But they forget the purpose, the very purpose of our Lord's institution of the sacraments. The sacraments are there for our salvation and sanctification. Never could one of these chief channels of grace in itself be a hindrance to salvation. To say that a person is condemned to hell because of a technicality, they were never allowed to receive baptism of water. What a strange thing to say. And again, that idea of taking a very small point and confusing it, focusing in too much on that and forgetting the purpose of a thing. So, my dear friends in Christ, let us apply this in our own lives. Essentially, what this means is we cannot let anything distract us from the true purpose of life, even if it is a good thing. Again, using those headlights and windshield wipers, it's a good idea if we want to drive safely. But we have to see to the first things first. Let us not just learn of our faith and have it there in our head. Let us put it into practice. Let us pray our prayers diligently with fervor. Let us deny ourselves daily, take up our crosses, and follow our Lord. Let us ask our Blessed Mother for that grace, for the fervor to live our Catholic faith. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost, amen.